Welcome to the Joy Felipe Bruce Podcast. Sister Joy Felipe is a daughter of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills and the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Cathedral of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. The Fountain of Life Cathedral is a thriving church of young, energetic people full of life for the Lord. Sister Joy is also an itinerant minister of Dyke Heward Mills Ministries. She travels extensively, holding pastors' conferences and bringing ministry-related books by Bishop Dyke Heward Mills to the nations. She is the evangelist of the Blessed Salvation Crusade. Now be blessed and refreshed as you listen to this inspired message by Sister Joy.
As we rise, as we still stand this morning, we are so blessed that we have one of the greatest women of God in the house this morning. Today, Mommy is here to bless us. I want you to put your hands together and let's welcome my pastor and your pastor, the shepherd of our souls, ESI Philip Bruce.
Standing here behind the third row, you can't speak English, you cannot read, you cannot just learn a song you don't know. What does it mean? Ask anybody, please stand and ask them, what does it mean? What does it mean? What did they say? What does it mean? I shocked them. I was just looking, I realized that those singing are row 1, 2, 3. The rest, deaf, dumb, blind, cannot read. I don't understand. I do not understand. We are singing. Let's go. Let's go.
Words cannot explain.
Father, we are grateful. Thank you for bringing us to church this morning. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for watching over us through the past week. And as we come before your word, Lord, speak a word into our hearts. We give you all the praise. We give you all the thanks. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. I want you to move out of your seat and say hello to one or two or three people. Just one or two or three people, then you return to base. You return to base. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Good. Take your seat. Beautiful. Beautiful. We thank the Lord for all that he's done with us and for us. Amen. Tell neighbor, we've been talking about atmospheres. This is probably the last. We can stay on the message, because the atmospheres, they are like 100. But there are other things that we need to talk about. But today I'm preaching about this probably for the last time. Probably. Who knows what God will do or what God will say. Amen. But before that, I just want to say that this week we have a visit from Bishop Ogo. Amen. He's going to be here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And I need you to be here. What many people don't understand is that you cannot predict where and when God is going to meet you. And the thing that you have been wrestling with for more than 20 years in your 21 years, you'll discover that sometimes it's just a touch, something, and it's over. Are you with me? So I don't want you to discount any meeting. The meetings that we have in this church, we program them very deliberately. And the people I invite them very deliberately for a purpose. Are you in the church? For a purpose. And we are just coming through. We've just finished our season of withdrawal. Some of us were blessed to be in Accra this week. And I mean, we've had a time with our prophet. It has not been a small thing. Amen. And now we're having this. It's another spiritual time. Tell your neighbor, it's another spiritual time. Some of you, your spiritual appetite is so low. Yeah, you are not able to contain much, but you are expanding. It's getting better. You have exposed yourself to so much ungodliness that it's not easy. Yeah, it's not easy, but it's going to change. Amen. Hey, hello. I said it's going to change. It's going to change. Amen. So I need you to be here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We have this man of God who stands by the right-hand side of our prophet. And I mean, the guy is wild in his own. I mean, it's not a simple thing. You will discover. Those who know him, know him. Now, neighbor, if you know, you know. Now, if you don't know, come and experience. Amen. Amen. And then Saturday, the 14th of February, is Valentine's Day. Yeah. In this church, every Valentine's Day, I want to be able to get to heaven and tell God that I gave you no opportunity or excuse to go into the ungodly atmospheres that are being prepared for you for the 14th of February. So you have an opportunity to come here. We are going to chill. We're going to watch something. You'll be very happy that you came. We have called it The Rose of Sharon. It's a love story. It's a musical. It is not a simple thing. I mean, between the singers and the dancers and the, who again? And the film stars, they're about to give us a treat right here, right here. And tell your neighbor, we will not also bill you. You are not paying anything to you. So, Charlie, just come. But you know something? You know something? We too, we want to dress up. I don't know about you. Yeah. So that red that you would have worn to go somewhere, wear it and come. That red and white you'd have worn somewhere, wear it and come. Hey, please, push your neighbor and say, neighbor, do you have something, 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 just something? And then tell your neighbor, if you don't have anything red, find a red handkerchief this week and tie it on your hand and just come. Then if your neighbor is a girl, ask her that, does she have high heels? Where are they? Has she been wearing them? Where are they? Charlie, you. I remember some Valentine's Day, the ladies were having something here in Charlie. It was not simple. And the dancing stars, you see, people are used to seeing them in trousers and something. Then one of the leaders, actually it was my son, he was, hey, mommy, I've been watching these dancers. I'd forgotten that they were girls. So when I saw them in the high heels, then I remembered that they are ladies. Tell your neighbor that somebody will remember that you are also a lady. Someone will remember yours. Hallelujah. So let's be here. They are putting in a lot of work and we just want to support them. Now, let me also tell you that that is the last activity before the atmosphere of the church is about to change. Are you there? Hey, you are very quiet now. Now you are quiet. Now you are quiet. Some of you know what Agenda 5 means. The rest of you who are new, you are now coming to understand what the atmosphere of learning in this church is. And it shuts down, it starts bam like that on the Sunday from 15th, and we shall come out of it at the end of midterms. So, Charlie, don't miss. Tell your neighbor, it's your last opportunity before exams begin to chill our bones. It's our last opportunity to have a good time. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. So it's the 10th, 11th, 12th, and the 14th. Hallelujah. I'm going to be here, I tell you. I will not miss it for all the rice in China. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We've been talking about atmospheres. And last week, I was talking to you about the killer atmospheres. Film stars, thank you for a very nice film. I hope you have begun to see some people who shall let the effect on your atmosphere, and it's not exactly the best. Amen. And there was a scripture. It was based on, it was Psalm 1, verse 1, just one verse. Blessed is the man. What is that? Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Ask your neighbor, counsel of the ungodly. Who is the ungodly fellow as we advise advising you? Nor standeth in the way of sinners. Hey! Please ask your neighbor, what's the way of sinners? You want to see? That's what you are going to see next week, Saturday. The way of sinners. Some of you are here. We are having a program here. You will leave the one here and you go and walk in the way of sinners. And when you start to reap that fruit, don't call me. Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. And I think this morning our film stars were showing us somebody in the seat of the scornful, and he got rid of them. Have you started to get rid of those? Yes. Then we talked also about the atmosphere of the delicious woman. Now, all these messages, you can find them on the podcast, and you can find them on social media, on my page, on the church pages. All right. Now, there are so many other atmospheres, so many other negative atmospheres. There are a lot, you see. If you don't have the one for social media, don't put the podcast picture there, because we shall talk about it later. There are other atmospheres. The atmosphere of the cares of this world. So many other atmospheres. Are you there? Hey, which one is this? Shabaya Bombo. All right. Okay. So, hey, Charlie, our social media these days, we cannot demo. We cannot them. I tell you, we cannot them. Hey. Anyway. So you'll find the messages on all these various platforms. Go there and listen. There's no excuse for not listening. Amen. And I'm saying it because sometimes you were late, you missed part of one message, whatever. Just go and catch up on it. Hallelujah. But today, in this last session of atmospheres that I'm having with you, I'm going to talk about the flourishing atmospheres. The flourishing atmosphere. What kind of atmosphere is going to cause you to flourish and to do well? And in fact, you see, again, so many atmospheres, I've had to just pick some out and discuss them. Amen. Oh, I said amen. Beautiful. If you are interested in the source of all these messages, I want to direct you to our Father's YouTube. One day we'll go through all of that. Go into the camp channel. Look for the camp called the Atmosphere Camp. And listen, I mean, it's more than you can carry. Tell your neighbor, it's more than you can carry. So this one is just there. It's like you are, I can't give you the full meal. So I've turned some into a bowl, and that's what we are eating. And if you have enjoyed it, you can imagine what the real meal tastes like. Hallelujah. Now, this morning, I want to start by talking to you about the atmosphere of youthfulness. The atmosphere of youthfulness. Ask your neighbor, do you know what that is? What is that? The atmosphere of youthfulness. There are people who come into this church and you are dazed at some of the things that are going on. Because what you know is that, oh, as I've come, I should be quiet. You, in your natural life, you are not quiet. Sunday morning, you put on a cloak of pretense. And you come and sit here and you want to convince the Lord that you are a very calm, cool, collected, sober, young man, young woman. You are a lying wonder. That's not how you are. You see, but that lie has been practiced so much that people think that is part of church life, or that that's how it's supposed to be. Please push your neighbor and say, we are alive, we're not dead, we are alive. We're alive. One of the things about the atmosphere of youthfulness is that it is an atmosphere that things happen. When you are young, one of the characteristics of youth is that things happen. Things happen. Are you in the church? If you go and visit an old man in his house, an old man, what age do we like? Okay, 75. When you go and visit him in his house at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you meet him in the house. When we visit you 2 o'clock in the afternoon, are you there? Okay. I'm just asking. When you go and visit him at 8 p.m., what will they tell you? He has gone to bed. Yeah, because, Charlie, You see, age, old, on the beginning and the end of your life, they are very similar. So you see that a baby sleeps a lot. So as you begin to age. But at 8 p.m., you are now coming to do something else. You have been in school, you have been doing this, that, and that. 8 p.m., you are now coming to manifest. Are you in the church? Why? Because you are young. You are young. So I want to ask you why when you come to church, you think that we should pretend. Why? One of the atmospheres that helps is the atmosphere of youthfulness. That is why grandparents, we love having our grandchildren around us. Because, Charlie, when you are there on your own, you remember all your aching bones. But when these bundles of youthfulness come around, I've got a grandma sitting right here with me. Yeah, that's Lady Pastor Paulina's mother. She's been with us for some time. Yeah. When the young ones come around us, Charlie, we have to move. Hey, are you there? Tell your neighbor, there has to be action. Oh, you are very quiet, oh. Recently, I visited my grandchildren, and one of them, as soon as it begins with 5:36, there she comes. Grandma, grandma, time to bath, time to bath. Oh. Maybe we have gone out or we have done something, Charlie. One is looking forward to relaxation. Hey! Charlie, grandma, grandma, time to bath. I'll say, oh, Jay, let's wait a little. Okay. Then she'll just walk from here to here. Then she'll come back. Grandma! Charlie, whether you like or you don't like, you must get up. And the bathing ritual must happen with all the entertainment that happens. Oh, you'll be young. Are you in the church? I'm just giving you examples from real life. You can see that with youthfulness, there is activity. Don't fool God. Don't come into the church and pretend that you are not. Are you there? Yeah. Let me read scripture so you don't argue with me. Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Ecclesiastes was written by Solomon in his old age. In his old age, verse 9. 9 and 10, we're going to read them. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth. I want to ask some of you who have a straight face, why you are already letting melancholia chew your soul? You have not yet tasted life, oh. Can you wait and see? And let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. Hey, you are very nicely quiet, oh. Let your heart cheer you. Let me tell you something. In this church, youthfulness, it is an atmosphere we want. It is an atmosphere. We want it and we cultivate. Look, if the dancers come and they come and dance here, if the dancing is a little bit not, there's a certain page. By the time they are sitting down, their leader has seen the message. Where is the energy? Where is it? Because we are young people. Tell our neighbor, we are young. We are young. Hey, what are you saying? Why are we making so much noise? What should we do? Please ask your neighbor, what should we do? When young people are in a place, do you hear silence? Do you hear silence? You don't even need them to be grown. You just need two children between the ages of, there's another pair of children. I'll be sitting in my office. They'll open the door. Doesn't matter what meeting I'm having. Oh, no security can stop them. No. They have rights, please. When they came into the world, where were you? Are you in the church? When they arrive, they don't mind whether their pastors are meeting with or who. They have arrived. Are you there? And when they come, they don't come quick. No, they bounce from the door. Charlie, I will get a hug whether I'm sitting or standing. Whether I'm smiling or I'm angry. They don't mind. Is there right? That's a young person. You are the one who has sold your youth to the devil. That's why you have got this lemon face that you have brought here this morning. Hey, tell your neighbor that I am a young person. I am youthful. Oh my goodness. Let your heart cheer you. You don't even need an environment. It's in you. It is in you. And if it is not in you, it's because you have been exposed to an environment that's sitting on it. And that's why by the grace of God and by the grace on Bishop Dag's life, we have moved that sitting upon. Yeah, to allow your heart to cheer you up. And walk in the ways of your heart and in the sight of your eyes. And know that for all these things, God will still bring us into judgment. So when he has blessed you, you are healthy, it is good. Then you come and sit down like you are a cripple. You sit down. That's why this morning I was blessing some people that they can read, but they won't read. He's watching you. Some people never had the opportunity to learn how to read. They never had a chance to learn how to sing. They never had anything. And you, he has given you everything. And you are sitting down there. You have come. Please look at your neighbor's face. Tell your neighbor, change your face. I said, tell your neighbor, change your face. The atmosphere of youthfulness. Yeah. That's why when you see us, pastors, can I have you up on the stage? See my pastors. See my pastors. Some of you don't know this man. He was here with us. And he married and went to Gambia and left us. But I want to ask you something. Do you think we have coordinated our clothing this morning? Do you think we have sent messages, thou shalt wear this and that? No. Look at them. Oh, yeah. We have no apology. We have no apologies. It doesn't mean that we don't know where to be serious. You should see us on the day we are appointing pastors. You will know that we are pastors. You will know. But youthfulness. Are you there? Youthfulness. So just find a beautiful pair of trousers, a nice top. Charlie, we are working. We are working, pastors. We have gone to call people this morning. We have worked, Charlie. We have, me, I don't believe my pastors. Oh. And of all my pastors that I believe this one most. Hey, in case you don't know, she's a fully qualified senior nurse. Number one. Number two, she's a lecturer in a tertiary institution. Number three, she's a PhD scholar. Number four, she's a mother of three. Number five, by the way, her children are not toddlers. Her firstborn is a second-year medical student. Hell, Number five, she is a wife. Hey, are you in the chair? I have to say it, Caleb. I have to say. And if she can look youthful, then I don't understand where you are from. I don't understand where you are from. The atmosphere of youthfulness. And by the way, I'm not in a skirt. Hey, why? I was sitting there minding my own business. I have daughters-in-law, and I have a page. I vibe with them. And I was there, and they sent me a parcel. When I opened the parcel, hey. Are you there? They should have sent me in Tamana, in front, Tamana, Membra, Namekra, mistake, Namaba. Hey, I want you to stand to your feet. Those of you are sitting down like you ain't got no strength. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Why? Because the instruction from God, the instruction, maybe you don't know it is an instruction. The instruction is rejoice. That's the instruction. The instruction is don't wait for somebody to create happiness for you. Let your heart cheer you. Oh, come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Take your seat. Take your seat. You see. You know, it's important for me to say it because people want us to be old early. Hallelujah. Are you in the church? Yeah. Are you going to continue to be youthful? And you keep it going for as long as you can. Because there's more cheerfulness. There's more happiness. Are you there? I've not met with anybody. I could meet with Paulina's mother and say, Charlie, the leg pains, no how. When you wake up in the morning, how is it? I mean, by the time we are done, we are so... we are depressed. Tell neighbor, I'm gonna be youthful. Our society introduces premature oldness. Yes. That's why you at the age of 21, you want somebody to call you auntie, sister, madam, sir. Yeah. It's premature aging that is being introduced. Premature. Yeah. They tell you that a certain kind of clothing, you can't dress like that because you are this age. I don't find that in the Word of God. What the Word of God tells me, it says, rejoice in your youth. Rejoice. Let your heart cheer you. Stop waiting for somebody to make you happy. That one didn't land well. I said, stop waiting for somebody to make you happy. You know, in this church, we make ourselves happy. Yeah. We make ourselves happy. Are you there? One of the things that has happened in our church, I think I've mentioned it before. One of the things that has happened in our church is that we have changed division of the church that we belong to about 6 times or 5 or 6. I don't know how many times. And not quite a number of times. Are you there? When we are told that we have changed, Charlie, that's all. We just come together. What does it mean? Ease and grace. We're happy as this name. We're happy as that. What's the next one? We shall be happy there too. What's the next one? We're happy there too. Are you there? We have made ourselves happy. So, one day somebody called me and asked me that, but you people, when you were first love, some of you don't know that we used to be first love. Exactly six years ago, this month, that's when we were moved. You were happy. Then you were moved to an Akazu Assemblies. As if, hey, it was what you liked. We're still happy. Then we moved to the Mega Church. We're still happy. Then we moved to the Matrix Church. We're still happy. Then we moved to the Episcopal Church. We were still happy. Then we were moved from there to RSC. We were still happy. Well, I'm very happy to inform you that recently we received an invitation to return to First Love. So we are back at the First Love. Are you there? Because at the end of the day, we never lost our first love nature. So, the Lord said, these people, just return them to base. Just return them to base. So, we are still happy. Are you there? We are still happy. We are happy. Last week, we were RSC. This week, we are first love. And we are still happy. Yeah, we are still happy. Yeah. You can choose to complain. What is all this? Why? We alone, what? Every day they say we don't fit. What is the problem? Why is it that nobody likes us? Everybody hates us. We are going to the market HMs. Hey, please, I don't know you. I don't know you. I don't know you. I don't know you. Me, what I believe is in grace. Just change it. Just what? Change it. Yeah. Just what? Today our baskets, they are still black. When you come one day, they'll be red. That's all. Finish. Tell neighbor, finish. You can choose to make a mountain out of it. You can choose to make a... Why is it that? If it was your business to know, you would have known. Just flow. Charlie, the church is very quiet. Yeah. Amen. Are you there? When you go, make your room a center of happiness, not a room of mourning. It's not good for your soul. That melancholia that you wake up with your face looking as if a demon has visited you during the night. Why? Why? You can choose, oh. You can choose. You can choose. This week, I visited a sheep of mine. Lovely lady. She got ill some years back. It started like a simple cough, and it never left. This is about 10 years. Are you there? And she decided to choose. To choose. To choose to be happy. Choose. It's a choice. You can sit there and say, oh. Why me, Lord? Lord, why me? Ah, now if it's not you, who? Are you there? Or you can choose to be playing songs. Listen, your dofo has dadded you. Listen to me. If you're a guy, go get a fresh haircut. You're a girl, go do a new hairstyle. Find your sharpest, nicest, best looking clothing. Wear it. Add some good shoes. And then walk down the street. And as you are walking, you say, Onapo is your loss. Onapo, I'm still here. Oh, yeah. It's your choice. Or you can sit in one place and be, when I remember the good times I had. You see, I am not saying that your heart is not breaking. But what I'm saying to you is that you have a choice to be under it or over it. It's your choice. I said, it's your choice. Amen. So our atmosphere of youthfulness, by the grace of God, he will help us to keep it. And we will not, the ice blocks among you will not allow you to will not allow your ice block nature to disturb our heat. No, no. We rather will melt your ice block. Yeah. We'll melt it. Are you in the church? Some of you didn't know until today that you are an ice block. There are some of you, when I'm preaching, I don't look at your place at all. Because you have made your face as if I'm fighting with you. It's not a lecture. I'm not fighting with you at all. Yeah. Tell neighbor, I'm going to be a youthful person. I'm going to be youthful. Yeah, I'm not going to do this premature aging. Hallelujah. Push your neighbor and say the atmosphere of youthfulness. Are you going to keep helping us to be youthful? Yeah. When the singers are singing, don't just sit there. The reason, yeah. If I'm a young person and I like the song, what do? I move. Yeah. I sing it, I take part. I don't know these songs. You don't know these songs. Can it be a problem? Are the words not there? Can you not learn? You have sent your brain on holiday just because you've come to church. But you know how to sing Celine Dion's latest. You know how to sing Shatawale's. Don't bring yourself at all. We are also learning our own. Are you there? Yeah. Atmosphere of youthfulness. This week, we had a prayer meeting for hours on end. I thought Fountain of Life, I thought we pray. My father is another level altogether. Hey! Wednesday, we started the prayer. He told us on Tuesday that flow is going to happen every day. Wednesday, we started the prayer. We thought that, by 10, we are done. We were there till midday. Thursday, we were there till 2. Friday, from 4:30 in the morning till 6 p.m. But you know, at a point, I was watching. Our father is my age. He's a year younger than me. That makes him like 63. And I was watching him. And the boys, the young boys who were helping with the prayer, were standing there. Then I watched this guy. I watched him standing there as they are praying. He too. Meanwhile, I know that at this age, Charlie, but atmosphere of youthfulness, it will preserve us. I said, it will what? It will preserve us. So don't start to behave like a cadaver before your time. What's a cadaver? A dead body. It's a dead body. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I want to take us on a small journey to talk about some of the spiritual atmospheres that will cause you to flourish. Some of you, the room you are in, you are not flourishing. You wake up in the morning to music that is a disturbance to your spirit. The Bible tells us that Lot was living in Sodom and Gomorrah, and the sin around him grieved his spirit. So you may not even be physically aware of it, but what is happening in your room grieves your spirit, and it's part of the reason why you wake up in the morning and you feel so limp. Feel like you have no energy, no nothing, until you move out, and then as the day is moving on before, you feel that you don't realize that it's the atmosphere. The atmosphere. Are you in the church? And if you remember, when I started this series, I told you that the natural atmosphere and the spiritual atmosphere, they all have a bearing on us. And today I'm sharing some of the spiritual atmospheres that you need to create. And I want you to know that they don't just come like that. One of the atmospheres that you must create is the atmosphere for prayer. If I ask the question now, how many of you have your quiet time every day? How many have your quiet time every day? I don't want to ask the question because it's going to be just like, 20 people. The pastors and a few other people. Even the pastors, I have to question. You see, because sometimes the reason is that there is no prayerful atmosphere around you. We are influenced by what is around us. And so when you wake up to a certain kind, some of you, okay, you share your room with four people. There are four of you in the room. There are three of you in the room. Everybody doing their own thing. And you too, you have submitted yourself to that. You see. So when you wake up, prayer is far from you because of what's going on in the atmosphere there. Are you with me? Are you with me? And that's why you need to understand how to create your own atmosphere. Yeah. In this church, there's something our father taught us, and it came from a story in his life. He went somewhere to preach, and he was put in a room in a certain hotel. I tell you, if you travel a lot, it's one of the things you will know, that you can enter a place and it's not correct. And as he entered there, he wanted to pray, and the praying wasn't coming. And he said that there was a TV there. This was before the days. You know, now you can create it yourself because you can decide to go onto YouTube and find what you want to listen to or find, yeah. But in those days, it's such that there are a certain number of channels. He said, hey, one porn channel, this, that, the other. The only watchable channel was CNN. Meanwhile, you want to pray. And he said that day, he made up his mind that as he's moving around, nobody will create atmosphere with him, for him. And he picked up something so that wherever he goes, he can create his own atmosphere. And that is how we came to have something we call in our church the atmosphere creator. The atmosphere creator. To give you a simple definition, the atmosphere creator is something that you have with you that gives you the freedom to choose, if I can put it that way, to choose. If you have not already messed your phone up with pornography, your phone can be a good atmosphere creator because you can simply put your headphones in there and just stream whatever you are streaming. Are you with me? So that's one example. Most of us, even before that, we have Bluetooth speakers. So that, Charlie, with a Bluetooth arm, then the whole room. You see, your roommate doesn't care playing a certain kind of music. You care. You are afraid. You are afraid. Have you seen how your face has changed? I once had a friend. We used to call him Super. Super was terrible when he was an unbeliever. And by grace, he got born again. And when he got born again, he was as wild a believer as he was an unbeliever. And Super was in a certain hall, and every year, every day, they would play a certain kind of music. And he would beg them, reduce it so that you are creating the atmosphere, but create it for yourself. And they wouldn't mind him. They say, okay, no problem. One of the things about Super was that he used to pray. He used to pray a lot. And he'll start his prayer time at 4 o'clock in the morning. So when the guys refused to mind him, he connected his speaker. 4 o'clock in the morning, he starts. Puts his this thing on and starts. That day, no, there was a reaction from the floor. Ah! What that? Why? What? Hey, quiet. The rest of the day, you were playing or something. I told you, you didn't mind me. You didn't mind me. It's my time. It's my time. Hey, immediately they had to either you bring your thing to your ears or yeah. Are you in the church? Create your own atmosphere from now. How do you do that? How do you do it? Are you there? Anointed music. Please, it's not every gospel music that's anointed. Please, 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 please. Please. Please, 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 please. Anointed music. Have the playlists on your phone so that you don't even have to search for them. Are you there? You don't even have to search for them and play them. I have to teach you how to listen to messages or how to have messages that are preached in the background. You do not know it. You don't even feel it, but it's feeding your spirit. You wake up in the morning, you don't understand why, but you are strong and you are good. And you are creating your own atmosphere. Are you in the house? Yeah. Why should you tolerate waking up and you have to listen to some ungodly man whose life is in a mess? Somebody is singing under pressure, under pressure. How you are, how will your life not be under pressure? Push your neighbor and say, how will your life not be? Somebody is singing about how when I think about you, all I want to do is... And that's what you are waking up to. I mean, how? How is it going to help? How is it going to help? So create your own atmosphere. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Create your own atmosphere. Yeah. Some of you have TVs. Only Netflix you use and watch. Something is wrong with you. Are you in the house? Put something on and let it just dominate the atmosphere for you. And you will see that prayer will come. Prayer will come. Yeah, many times when I'm coming to church or we are moving around, we don't just travel. No. No. Even when it's just a 15-minute journey from my house, Pastor Linus has been there. You say, oh, I don't know, this playlist is nice. And put this one. It's like we've prayed enough. Then one day I tell him, brother, I'm not a singer. I'm a preacher. It's nice. It's nice. But I'm a preacher. So we'll download all the camps we have not listened to. Then we'll pray. You sit in my car. You can't sit in my car and be dreaming about a girl. You can't. You cannot sit in the car and get an erection. It just won't work. I'm sorry. Don't be offended when I say it like it is. But it's because you are young people. That's how it is. This, all your mind is roaming around morning, afternoon, night. That's it. So we got to put it in place for you. Hey. Usefulness, we also have our problems. Yes. We also have our problems. Are you with me? We create our atmosphere. And sometimes I find that I'm praying. I've not intended to pray. But just the atmosphere. Just the atmosphere. Sometimes we've had visitations. I mean, when you get somewhere, you know that, Charlie, something is happening to you. Yeah. Are you in the church? I want to tell you, but change the atmosphere. Change it. I'll be talking to you in 5 minutes about how to create it. How to create it. Hallelujah. There's also another atmosphere called the atmosphere of waiting on God. The atmosphere of waiting on the Lord. The atmosphere of waiting on the Lord. This instant generation is always looking for instant answers. And some of you want to give God the rules by which he should engage with you. He must answer you right now. Now and here. It's because you don't know your word. Isaiah chapter 40, those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will rise up with wings like eagles. And who is behind there who is so slow? Look at it. They that wait. It's not those who come. I want instant. instant coffee, instant tea, instant Indomie, instant Kivo, as I've learned. Instant shitter. What again is instant? What again? Eh? Instant fufu. Instant palm nut soup. Hey, please. God has not changed, or he has not gone instant. Look at it. They that wait upon the Lord. There's an atmosphere for waiting on the Lord. As you have come, no agenda. Many of you can't manage so far. So you have to learn it. And this year we're going to learn. This year we're going to have periods of time when we're just waiting. We didn't even come with an agenda. We're just here. You wait, you put it on, you pray a little, you read a book that you must read, you do this, you talk to the Lord. Because look at it. He says, they shall renew their strength. One of the questions that I have when I look at the Gen Z generation, I wonder how strong you will be at our age. I really wonder. Yeah. We are the baby boomers generation. The baby boomers generation were very much into exercise and all kinds of things. So you see us today, you say that, oh, this one here. But when we were your age, we were something else. And now you guys, exercise, nail. They're only ones who exercise. That's why those of you who are dancers, you shouldn't play with it. Because for most of you, it's the only exercise you get. And those who are looking at you, eyeing you and thinking that you are unspiritual, if we put them here, they can't do the dance you are doing for 5 minutes. Even 5 minutes, they're not going to fit. We have tried it before in a camp. We tried it in a camp sometime. You know, when we asked them to just, they couldn't. They couldn't. You see? Yeah. Are you there? But one of the things that will renew your strength is the time you wait for the Lord. I'm in my 60s. Most of the people who work for me, they are tired all the time. And I keep on here, hey, how do you cope? How do you cope? It's not a matter of how you cope. I wait for him. I wait on the Lord. I wait on the Lord. Then I have enough strength for what I have to do. I wait on the Lord. You can't even come when you have to. When you do one all night, you have collapsed for the rest of the weekend. I had a leaders meeting here on Friday. I was just coming through 8 hours. In fact, I was coming through. Hey, Pastor Dennis, where are you? You should have helped me. We were coming from what? A camp. We woke up 4:30 every morning for that camp. We prayed all the hours we needed. The night, then we have a night session. We got to bed midnight. By the time you are falling asleep, 1 a.m., you are awake, 4:30, you are back in the room. So that was our life. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we were there praying till we had to leave at 11. We came. The road was like a live animal. It took us 8 hours, 20 minutes to get here. And I arrived here and I entered here and I had another meeting with you. And I didn't come telling you that. Where's my walking stick? Give me one. And it is not anything. It is just you wait on the Lord and he strengthens you. You have enough strength for what you need to do. You see? Yeah. And you see, I'm talking about this because some of you are going to have a shock when we introduce Agenda 5 to you. And one of the things we're going to tell you is that part of Agenda 5 is 10 hours of learning. And you don't have the kappa. You just don't have the kappa. You sit there after 2 hours, it's like, if I don't even. But if you would be spiritual, out of your spirituality, you can see it. It's in the Bible. We're all reading. He will renew your strength. Not only for spiritual things. Strength is strength for anything that you need it to be. Strength. It is strength for anything. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. Some of you are still like chickens. They shall run. Ghana girls can't run. Hey! Ask your neighbor, are you a Ghana girl? Are you a Ghana girl? But you see, it's not just the running. It says, they shall run and not be weary. How come you, one all night, can bomb you out for a weekend? How? How? They shall walk and not faint. Are you in the church? When we were at this camp at which we were praying for hours, there were so many interesting people there. You could learn so many lessons. LP Joanne was with me. On one of the days, she said,
for me today. There was a guy who came on my room. I couldn't believe it. He arrived around 6. We had already been there since 4:30. When he arrived, put his bag down, put his head back, and slept. No problem. Some people, depending on your age as a Christian, blah, blah, blah. But he slept, and he slept, and he slept. So at 10 o'clock in the morning, she tapped the guy and said, at least try it. Try, keke. And turn the other way. Continue the sleeping. Yeah. Meanwhile, where I was sitting, there was another girl. Did you see her? There was a smallish girl. When we arrive around 4:30, she's in the same state. She'd have put her head back like that and she'll sleep. Then she'll wake up 5. From 5 o'clock, if we are going till midday, she's on it. She's on it. No break. She's on it. Oh. At a point, I just went to find a space on her row because, Charlie, as she was just, there was a micro atmosphere. Hey, the day we went till 2, she was on it. They shall walk. She's a God girl. Tell me, she's a God girl. She's a God girl. CPS, I put it on my status card. I'm a God girl. I didn't add the clubbing part. Obviously, I'm not a clubbing girl. But hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, if you will give God your time, his time, if you will give him his time, he'll make sure you have enough strength for what you need to do. Many of you, the reason why your grades are not good is that your strength ends before you are able to finish your syllabus. Yes. Your strength ends. How many of you have gone into an exam knowing that you didn't cover it well? And most of the time, it's not that you didn't want to learn. The kappa was not there. But it's not there because you didn't wait upon the Lord who would have given you strength. If I don't take it, I'll not finish my something today. Yeah. Let me read a couple of scriptures and then we are closing. Psalm 27 and verse 14. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage and he will strengthen your heart. Or you can't see it. When your heart is strong, that's like your spirit. Remember when we started this whole series, I started by telling you, man is a spirit. He has a soul and he lives in a body. What you don't know is that your ability to do well in this life as a Christian is from your spirit. When your spirit is strong, Charlie, that's you just sailing. When your spirit is strong. Are you there? And so here, he's telling us not only we have read the one that's strength, general strength, physical strength, whatever. But here, he's saying, wait on him. Be of good courage. And he will strengthen your heart. Your spirit. In your spirit, you will be strong. Serial masturbator. That's your scripture. Serial fornicator. That's your scripture. Serial liar. That's your scripture. As you wait on him, he strengthens your heart. He strengthens your spirit. Suddenly, there is no appetite for the porn again. There is no appetite. The masturbation cry. He wondered at me, cry, what was wrong with me? Are you in the church? Psalm 37 and verse 34. Tell me, but the tears becoming even deeper. Oh, I need speed. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he will exalt you to inherit the land. You are looking for wealth. You are looking for prosperity. You are looking for prosperity in the same way as unbelievers look for prosperity. But God, he has his own something, something. He says, wait on the Lord, keep his way, and he will exalt you to inherit the land. The wicked, they'll be cut off and you'll see it with your eye. It's only scripture I'm sharing with you. Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 17. Are you there? And I will, let's read this one together. And I will wait. Can you read at the back? I beg you, take your phone out if you cannot see the screen and read it from your phone, okay? Don't worry, by the grace, God will give us LED screens. It's left with time. Just tell neighbor, just be a little patient. Or you can't see that our stage crowd has changed. So tell neighbor, we are coming. Just hold on. So if you cannot read it from far, I beg you, take out your phone, open your Bible. If you don't have a Bible, question whether you're a Christian. And then let's go. And I will wait upon the Lord that hideth his face from the house of Jacob, and I will look for him. What you don't know is that, you see, one of the things about God, tell anybody that there's a way in which sometimes God is like you, God is like us. Yeah. Let me explain. When you are in a relationship, and the relationship is, I don't even know how to express it. I've remembered a story. A true story. This story was told to us by Bishop Joshua, the head of the First Love Church. He told this story. He said that there was a lady who wanted to get married. She was a little older. And, I mean, it's like, we're all young people. Tell anybody, you're all young people. You know. But there was another gentleman in the church who was a little older. So, he just talked to them. Actually, at the end of the day, you are friends anyway. See whether it can go any further. Are you here? So these people were conversing. Those of you who say that when you force people to marry, you are an idiot. How can you force people to marry? We can suggest it to you because we are shepherds. I know you, I know somebody else. The sheep, as they are walking around, sometimes they don't see each other. We have to hold you and say, turn you, look, turn this one, look, that's all. So I said, just look, just see whether it will work. He said, after a few weeks, the girl came to see him. He said, you know, because the friendship, it was working. Then he said, but you see, tell the guy that it cannot be straightforward like that. Sometimes, then she said, if, what should I say? You don't understand that I need somebody to pursue me. I need to see his call and not answer. So the lady, so she was telling Bijosh that as for agreeing, it's like, I will agree. But it can also be, I mean, at least, my drama can create in common. What is that? At least, there has to be a little, I have to say, I've been calling you. How come you are not answering? What's going on? How do I feel, to feel that you are pursued me, Kakra? You see, God too. He's going to answer. But he's also saying, I'm going to hide my face. And I'm going to see what you do. And some of you, when God has not answered you after a week, I don't know why God has not answered me. I'm going. He's hiding himself to see how much, what are you ready to put down to see him? What are you ready to put down to hear him? What are you ready? How long are you going to run after him to get your answer? I will hide my face. And when you are waiting, you tell the Lord, I've just come. I ain't got no agenda. I'm not going anywhere. Phone, you put some aside. In fact, most of the time when you're doing that, you tell those who call you often, there's no drama. Mommy, I'm just waiting on the Lord. I mean, those who call, so that there's no worry that you are missing. I've had calls before from a parent looking for missing children. Are you in the church? Yeah. They say, hi. You look for him. Hallelujah. God too wants to be found. He also wants to be found by you. When you find him, you'll be so happy. Hallelujah. I don't have time to share with you about the riverside atmosphere. But let me just give you one point. How to modify your spiritual atmosphere. How do you change it? If I'm to give you one major point, change your friends. Change your friends. It's one of the main points. Oh, but Pastor, are you saying that all my friends are bad? That's not the point. You see, there are some friends, they are Christians, all right. But they don't help you. They don't help. You see, some of you guys, joking, laughing, that's all you do. Everything is funny. Everything is a joke. Everything is laughter. Laugh, 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 laugh. Charlie, we enjoy the laughter. There's a place for the laughter, but you're not helping my spiritual life. I mean, Charlie, please. Pim, move. Shift. Shift. Yeah. And when we came to church, they said we shouldn't joke. Really? I never said that. I'm saying change your friends. If you see me walking with somebody, they are spiritual people. They are spiritual people. Are you there? I don't work with anybody who's not a spiritual person. I will not work with you. Not at all. I may love you. I may be your spiritual mother. I may be whatever. You see, one of the ways to know that friend, can you share scripture with them? You see, when you create a certain atmosphere, this kind of levity atmosphere, you realize that there are people who, if you had a revelation when you were reading your quiet time, you can't share it with them. You can't. You can't. You can't. It will fall flat. It will not work. That's a sign. So it's not that that's a bad friend, that the person is a sin. No, it's not that. But you are saying that I want a certain atmosphere around me. Yeah. I have sons. Biological sons. We talk about a lot of things. We talk about anything and everything. But I tell you, we're spiritual people. Yeah. Pastor David, am I lying? This one is not my biological son, but it's one of my spiritual sons. We can be there and they say, Mommy, I've seen something. I read something. I heard something. I wonder, look at this thing. Look at this thing. I'm coming. I'm also going to look for it. But you, your friends, you are just laughing. Laughing at what is not even funny. That's a friend to change. That's a friend to change. Meanwhile, you should hear us when we are laughing. It's not that we don't laugh. Oh, come on. We laugh about a lot of things and everything and anything. But, Charlie, spiritual. Are you there? Spiritual. Your friends, examine them. Because you are trying to be more spiritual. Are you in the house? If I send LPMFI a scripture, she will not send me a text that. What is that? She will not. Will you send me such a text? Ah. Now, if I send you a scripture, you ask me that, what has happened? Are you in the church? You see a wrong message. What is? Where is this from? Why? Why this scripture? Is it meant for me? Your head, is it meant for you? Please ask your neighbor, can I share my quiet time with you? Would you be bored? Will you call me names? You see, you can't ask the question because you don't have a quiet time. Choir, next week, can you sing quiet time for us? Thank you. Beautiful. Amen. So, and this is not, it's not a passive process. It's an active process. If we had enough time, I'd have asked you to list your friends now. And as you list, categorize. Pick. And this one, delete. And you actually do it. You know how to submarine when you don't want your shepherd to reach you. Don't tell me you don't know how to get rid of that friend. Don't tell me that. When you don't want us to call you, you know what you do. Is it not true? Yeah. Have you not been calling some people, they don't answer? All of a sudden, something has happened to their phone. So please, you know what to do. You cannot tell us that you don't know how to change your friends. That what? Do not disturb. Then they put it there. Yeah. That one you know how to do. I'm talking to some people today. Hallelujah. Some of you need to change your room. Actively. Yeah. Actively. Those roommates you are with are not helping you. They are rather drawing your heart away from God. Some of you cannot wait till next academic year. I don't know who I'm talking to. All the rooms are full. You are not serious. If you are serious, you'll find a place to pitch. Ask, you will get a place. Hey, you have not seen seriousness before. You will get a place. Yes, you'll find somebody who will say, come and pitch with me. And the room is nicer than yourself. Hallelujah. Amen. So you change it. And then you change your atmosphere that's around you. Change your friends. Change your atmosphere. Some of you need to purge your phone. Yeah. You see, the phone, if you have ever opened a site you should not open, if you open a pornography site once, they will never forget. For the next how many years, it will be popping, 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 popping. Maybe you need to reset. I don't know what you, I don't know. Maybe you need to go back to factory settings. Yeah. Go back to factory settings. Hey, but I'll lose all my cars. Oh, shut up. Ah. Contacts can be, you can get your contacts back very easily. Ask everybody. I mean, easy, easy, easy. It is done. I'm teaching you how to save your life. Don't give me silly answers. I don't know who I'm talking to anyway. Sorry, sorry. Hallelujah. Are you with me? If you are serious, that's if you are serious. If you are not serious, keep it. They'll keep sending you for the next 5.5 years. You'll be struggling. They'll be sending you sites, new stars. This one today, it was with people from Slovenia. The next time, they are showing you bottoms from the Bahamas. You'll be there. You'll be there. Me, I don't get any site popping up on my phone at all. So I'm free to use it. And then when you have freed yourself, you can now use it as your atmosphere creator. Down, me, if I open my page, you know, Flow will come up, Bishop Dark's picture will come up, various things. Yeah, that's right. By you! Yay! Ask your neighbor, what will come up? What will come up? What will come up? Yeah. Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm going to create my atmosphere. I'm going to get strong, spiritually and physically. God be my helper. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet this morning. I want you to begin to pray. Especially if you are afraid of your friends. I want you to pray. That, ish, Lord, these wild people. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Pray for yourself. Lord, I need grace. Some of you are so blind, you cannot even see the friend you have to change. And say, Lord, I don't even know who. It's most likely all of them. So talk to the Lord about it for a few minutes. I've just a few minutes before I end. Oh, talk to the Lord, talk to the Lord, talk to the Lord.
Lift up your voice and pray this morning. Oh, yes. Heavenly Father, we commit our lives to you. Heavenly Father, we pray for strength, Lord, to be in an atmosphere where we will flourish.
They are just helping you with the music.
Oh, yes. Mashabadabalaya. And the breeze, kapaya, lava, shimin, and air. Make sure you are praying. Make sure you are praying. Say, Lord, help me break that friendship. That friendship that always leads me to sin. Oh, yes. A friendship that doesn't help me to be spiritual. Oh, mashabadabalaya. Oh, lift up your voice. Oh God, that answers prayer unto thee, do all flesh come. Oh Lord, we have come to you this morning and we are praying for strength. Heavenly Father, strength to come out of every friendship, any relationship that does not lead us to you. Heavenly Father, also we pray for grace. Grace to wait on you, grace to seek you. For they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Lift up your voice. The Lord is giving you grace. The Lord is giving you grace. Mashamanabanea. And the breeze kapaya labashemi. Ro kamanama andabras kapaya labaya. Lift up your voice and pray for the grace to wait on the Lord. Oh yes, mashamanabalabanea. Re kumanama and the breeze kapaya labaya. Oh Lord, help us. Help us even as we wait on you, even as we seek you, Lord. Oh yes, Lord, grant us grace to pursue you. As young people, help us to be youthful in your house, to be youthful about your business. May we be about our Father's business always, Lord. Lord, we pray for your grace, Lord. Lord, help us. Heavenly Father, we are tired of those evil relationships. Relationships that lead us to hell. But Father, surround us with good people. People we can share revelations with. People we can talk to you about, Lord. Lord, we pray. Oh yes, Mashamanamalea. If you are in the church this morning, lift up your voice. Lift up your voice and pray. Oh Mashamana, for this is the confidence we have in you. That even as we pray according to your will, you hear us. Oh Lord, help us. Lord, help us. Some of us don't have the strength, but we pray for your grace. Grace to turn away from these evil friends. Oh Mashamanamalea. Rekobalaba and obraska paya la balea. Hey, Anama Shemenea.
Make this your prayer.
Oh, my life.
Take over. this morning as every head is bowed and every eye is closed. We can't begin to talk about an atmosphere until you have a relationship, a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You are here this morning, or you've been in church, you are a church guy, you're a church girl, but you haven't given your life to Jesus. Today, I want to invite you to take a step to change that situation. Jesus says that except a man be born again, he cannot enter into heaven. This is what Jesus himself told us. And so if you are here this morning, no matter what you are already doing in church, no matter if you've been here for years or in another church for years or how you came, I want you to give your life to Jesus if you've not done so. And so as every head is bowed and every eye is closed, you want to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. Lift your right hand up. Just lift it where you are standing. We're going to pray together. I don't want you to think about a friend thinking that, oh, what will my friend think? What they think is irrelevant. It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. I want you to come to me if your hand is lifted. I want to pray a simple prayer with you. I don't want you to think about another person. Just come. You correct yours with God. Just correct it with God. Can you come to me if you want to give your life to Jesus? God bless you. God bless you. Your heart is beating very fast. It's one of the signs that the Lord is calling you. God bless you. God bless you. Just come. Just come. Just come. Just come. Just come. I have just a few minutes for this, but this is the change of your life. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. The Bible says that there's joy in heaven over you, over your decision right now. I'm waiting for two more people. You are standing, your heart is just beating, you are just thinking to yourself, just come, come and join us. Come and join us. Just for a few moments.
Give him your life. Give him your life.
Stand in front this morning, just lift up your right hand, just a sign to the Lord, I'm surrendering to you, and just pray this prayer with me. If you're in the congregation, just help us. You want to say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today as a sinner. Please wash me in the blood of Jesus. Cleanse me from my sins. Please write my name in the book of life. Lord Jesus, from today, you are my Savior, and you are my Lord. I thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, thank you so much for these young ladies and young men who've come to you this morning. I pray, oh God, that they will experience such a complete change in their lives. They will never regret it. They'll always be glad for the day they came forward. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
With all of me, I want to praise you.
We believe that you have been blessed by this message. For more information, you can follow us on Facebook, Fountain of Life Cathedral, and on Instagram and Twitter at FOLCIUDIASI. God richly bless you.